It was the second hardest decision I've ever made. The first one was moving to the United States all those many years ago, decades now. I have been in this position for 33 years, and I loved every minute of it, and it was very, very difficult, very difficult. A number of things came together, not the least of which is my birthday and that of my husband. But also, it's, you know, there's another a new generation coming along in West Michigan, and it's their time, and that means some of us have to get off the stage or should get off the stage to let the next generation do the work and lead this community in the next 10, 15, 20 years.
You understand this community and what makes it great and where this community can head in the coming years and where it can be. What is it about this place and why you've dedicated your entire life and why the right person needs to be selected to fill your shoes?
My profession, economic development, has two sides to it. Some of my colleagues get recruited and, you know, want the new challenge of a new community and move on maybe every 5, 7, 8, 10 years. I wanted to be, in addition to being really an economic developer and making the deals and doing the expansions and bringing the new businesses, I wanted to be more deeply involved in the community as it went through its renaissance starting 30 plus years ago. And economic development is also intensely a networked business. It's a relationship business. It's way more a relationship business in West Michigan than it is in a lot of other communities. And to be able to pick up the phone and call someone and say, we need your help with something. Can you help us with this? And everybody steps up. And that's something that when you move doesn't always happen. Or you have to get to know that network all over again. And this community is so engaged and so proud to help and so pleased to help. And it was so clear during this pandemic when back in October, we got phone call after phone call, can you find us this PPE or that PPE? And we literally stood up companies that start making this stuff because we needed it. I really, as much as I was being recruited, really, really never wanted to leave because this community is just, to me, very special. The private sector, the public sector, and the philanthropy sector work together to really make this community and what it is today, and there was no reason to leave. And not only that, but we grew from a small organization of 3 people with 1 county and a small budget to 6 counties and over 30 employees and team members. And the board was always, I've always had great boards. That's the other thing. You know, if you're in my role anywhere, you always have a board. And I've always had constructive board members and constructive board chairs, and they were always there for me to have my back, to talk me through issues, and that can't be underestimated either. So to me, it was just it's the best job I could have ever had in my life.
You talk about those relationships. There is that organization, Grand Action, which kind of hit the pause button last year, but now you had mentioned the next generation. We may see that next generation unfold right in the second iteration. Talk about Grand Action and your relationship with that organization that has propelled this area.
When you talk about economic development, there's economic development and community development and talent development. So when Right Place was created in 85 and we went live, it was economic development, growing the business sector of this community, right? But then when you think about talent, talent wants to know what else they can do after 5 o'clock when the job they have in a good company is over. And so the creation of Grand Action, and I was asked to sit on the Grand Vision Group before it became Grand Action. So I was involved with Grand Action for 30 years. And Grand Action was about the community development of our downtown, of our central business district. How do we bring life and entertainment and restaurants and, you know, what people want to do after their job is done for the day? And that was Grand Action. And the two of us really played well together. I had Grand Action board members on my board. I served on the Grand Action board and executive committee. And the quality of life that came out of the Grand Action really complemented the work we were doing with our companies as they were growing or as we were bringing new ones. And when you bring a company now here, you know, obviously we do business retention, but we also do business and talent attraction. And if you bring folks, whether it's from a business or someone who thinks about relocating here for a job, the way our city presents today is so different than it was when I took this job. And it's become a major factor in how we market our community. And so Right Place and Grand Action just went really wonderfully hand in hand.
And you've also served on the Gerald R. Ford International Airport Authority.
Yeah.
We've seen so much growth there. How is that impacting this community?
I always said, and I never meant it jokingly, that I wouldn't want this job without that airport. And that was before the airport was what it is today, which is a tribute to this community. It is a key factor in economic development. It will be again. The airport will not stop growing. We will get through this pandemic, and there will be a future in airports and air travel. And it's become a key component of our economic development. But without a good economy, it wouldn't grow, and without that one. So it's also, again, mutually reinforcing to have this infrastructure. And really, the airport today and airports today, and Dick DeVos always says this so well, they are not just transportation hubs or infrastructure. They're not a utility. Today, an airport is a hub for, we have guests, right? And so it's much more of a hospitality environment than it is even, remember, you go to the plane, but you may also stop for a book or something to eat. And so airports had to change. And with the help of this community, when we raised the money a few years ago to really redo the entrance hall and all of that, which is just about finished, the Gateway Transformation Project, it helps immensely, immensely in marketing the community. But again, it was Dick DeVos who started the regional airlines. The Right Place took it over. The business community cares. The regional airlines was the first of its kind in the country to engage the business community in what can we do for the airport. And to raise money for that Gateway Transformation Project from the private sector is still to this day the only community that's ever done that in the United States.
And it has a world-class feel when you arrive,
correct,
when you see it.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. We had guests in a week ago, and we were obviously socially distancing and having a meeting in a very large room, but they're like, wow, we're impressed by your airport. And I'm like, good, because it's the first thing people see when they come here, if they fly in, obviously. And it makes a huge difference.
And now they see a healthcare footprint that is also becoming world class, and that's a partnership with a number of the universities.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've said this in many speeches, and you've heard me. It started when Dave Van Andel called me 24 years ago that his family had decided they were going to endow a research institute. And I remember sitting on my phone in June or July of 96, I think, and thought to myself, it's a whole new industry. And so the institute grew. You had Spectrum Health, Mercy Health, Metro Health. You have Grand Valley. You have the obviously a medical school, a major medical school, with working on their third building. Think about it. There was nothing except old, dilapidated office buildings on Michigan. And now you have billions of dollars of investment in new hospitals, healthcare centers, the medical school. It's been an unbelievable transformation. And to me, that industry has really changed the trajectory of the community. It really has.
When you drive around town and you see all these buildings and you see the names on them and how you influenced so many of these deals to make it possible, I can only imagine how you feel today when you see the cranes that are in the air and you're seeing all this progress.
I feel proud, but I also know that it was a team sport. Economic development requires a lot of parts, and oftentimes the public only sees, you know, the tip of the iceberg and not how the rest of the iceberg looks under the water. And I think one of the things that is the most rewarding to me is the phenomenal people that I've met along the way who worked with us in concert to bring these projects to fruition. You know, again, everybody sees, oh, there's a building going up. What went on behind the scenes to make that happen, the pieces and the parts that had to come together with our private sector, our public sector, and in many cases, obviously, philanthropy, was just a plain, simple joy. It is so great to drive around and know that, you know, 30 years ago, this looked so different. And to have people want to come here today, talent wants to come here today, is just, yeah, it's, I look around sometimes and I don't understand where 33 years went, Patrick, to be quite honest. But it's been an unbelievable run and just a fantastic ride. And I wouldn't have wanted to do it anywhere else.
Well, you're not calling it quits just yet, right?
No,
your
I'm
last day.
It rewirement. I'm calling it rewirement. I can't go from 100 to 0 next January. In the meantime, I'm still driving 100. Don't tell anybody. But I do. There are things that I still feel passionate about and will continue to feel passionate about. And I want to be engaged, just not at the same, 9 to 12 hour day level. But this community is my home, and I want to make sure that it continues to do well.
Well, you will always be driving at the speed of the Autobahn.
Probably.
So January 31st, 2021 is your last day. Then you can start your rewirement. Birgit Close, you're the president and CEO of The Right Place. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Patrick.